this is Everest News. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Elaine.
So, Elaine, what? Oh, sorry, it's my Twitter. Well, never mind.
Quite easy, right?
Okay, in today, more and more of us addicted to Twitter and social apps like that. As a big fan of Twitter, do you hear about anything about it? You are right, let's go to some details.
On top of first, the Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris and a letter to Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, arguing that Trump has been violating the platform's agreement and should be banned from Twitter.
But why?
In the letter, Harris said these are blatant threats beneath the civil society of the
world. That is to say, Harris saw Trump's tweets. Trump has been accused of violating Twitter's rules. Nor is it the first time there has been debate about whether the president should be kicked off the platform. So, what do you think about this Trump be banned from Twitter? It's true, but there is no doubt that Twitter allows Trump to communicate in a direct and unfiltered way with the public, which is a big part why he won the election. Maybe it's a little drama to regard to free speech issue, but why not talk more about it? Some people agree with Harris, while others feel angry. The Democratic presidential hopeful Tulsi Gabbard, for example, said, "We can just cancel or shut down or silence those who we disagree with, or who hold different views, or who say things even that we strongly disagree with." Freedoms and principles enshrined in our constitutions and are things we have to take very seriously.
Certainly, everyone should respect the freedom of speech, but when it comes about free speech, it occurs to your role.
Let me guess. Responsibility?
My name is accountability. Like everyone must be held accountable for his actions, he must also be held accountable for his words.
Elizabeth Beers tweeted, "I think we fail to hold people in power accountable when we suggest that they should be immune from a platform TOS solely because they are powerful."
Sometimes more powerful means more visible. Like policy terms, even the very tiny words have huge influence.
And it's not like Twitter allows unfiltered free speech. As Harry points out in to Dorsey. In Forwards, Alex Jones was subsequently banned from the platform in 2018 for spreading disinformation and inciting violence. I think Twitter can restrict free speech to some extent. In the case of Trump, it was clear that he had violated Twitter's usage rules. In this case, whether or not he had violated the rules is a key point, because it's a criterion of right and wrong. I think for politicians, they need to express their opinions on a certain issue in an appropriate way, and cannot replace calm and effective thinking with extreme remarks.
Well said, Bernie's view is similar to mine. No user, regardless of their job, wealth, or stature, should be exempted from abiding by Twitter's user agreement, not even the President of the United States. So, for the public, they also have a responsibility to follow the rules, so that Twitter can have a good conversation environment. If someone breaks the rules, Twitter can limit their speech.
Exactly. When we tweet, don't forget to be accountable to your words. Well, here's my new message.
Alright then. Bye bye.
Goodbye.